Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 48 of the Bobby Dooley Podcast. I am Bobby Dooley, and let's talk about one of my favorite topics. And the reason why it's a favorite topic of mine is because it's the world that I live in at Western Estates, and that is the beautiful world of all of the flowers and the grass and the beautiful trees and everything that we live around. And and I like that about Western Estates. And I also want to say, in all modesty, that with the coming of what we call very humbly the Dooley era, I think.
Yeah, the Dooley era is when we came in and everything got good.
It did. It really did. Because we decided to really spruce up the place. And to that end, I hired the best landscaper I knew. And that is and was my husband, Steve. He has his wildly successful landscaping business. I always tell people it's a wildly successful landscaping business because it is. Because of how much money that he makes, it's wild. You know, Steve?
Yeah, it really is. It's like a wild animal. The money that I make is like a wild animal.
It really is, the money that he makes. And that's not to say that we're rich. We're comfortable. We're upper middle class, I think, because I looked it up, and I looked up Steve's income, and it said that the income that he has, combined with the stipend that my father, you know, has provided us with, that we don't live on my dad. This is a part of, my father insists that we take it. So combined with that, we are upper middle class, aren't we, Steve?
Yeah. I talked it over with your dad, and he said, yeah.
So I looked around for the very best landscaper I could find, and guess who it was?
Yeah, me.
Yes, my husband, Steve. And I said, you know what? I said, you know, Steve, you know what we need? We need to spruce it up. And what did you say?
I said, we got it. Yeah. I said, yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. So we then embarked on a project of sprucing it up. And that involved the planting of some beautiful princess palm trees. I love the princess palm. I know a lot of you gals out there have written me. And you've asked, Bobby, what is your favorite palm tree? I love the princess palm. I do love, of course, our beautiful California date palms, but they're very big trees and certainly require and necessitate. What would you say, Steve, as a landscaper?
Well, a date palm is a palm tree that come from Iraq, and I have a problem with it on account of that. But it did, the other way of looking at it is it did come here before Saddam Hussein took over.
Yeah, the date palm came to California way back, way, way back before, I think even before they had movies here. And so, but it's a big tree. Well, along with that, we did do our topiary, and that got people a little bit sideways, I think, is the way my daddy would put it. He'd say, oh, they got sideways on it. I never knew what that means, Steve, you know?
Well, a guy gets sideways, all going sideways and everything.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, my father is fond of saying, well, I shouldn't say, but my father has been fond of saying, you ought to stick that sideways, you know, Steve?
Well, that's kind of dirty.
Oh, it is. Okay, I didn't know. Can we cut that out, Rick?
No,
cut out the fact that it's dirty. Just my dad says, stick it sideways.
No.
Okay. I remember I got to count down backwards.
Yeah, I got to go backward. Backward. Backward.
Calm down, Steve. God.
Backward.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2. What comes after 2? I'm kidding. 1. So Steve it got sideways. Yeah, that's it. It got sideways. And I explained to them, I said, well, what they are and what Steve did, because he has such a wonderful hand when it comes to this sort of thing, okay, is he carved some bushes into the shape of my, bosoms, And it's because I had just had the bosom job. Well, not a bosom job. It's called a...
Well, yeah, a boob enhancement.
Well, no, a breast enhancement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had just had the best... I did have the best enhancement, but it was the best of the breast enhancements. In fact, write that down, Steve. Cut this part out, Rick. Write that down and give that to Dr. Fairchild. You know, I think it's really good.
The best of the breast?
Best of the breast, yeah. So Steve carved the topiaries of my boob area, or the bosom breasts, and people got a little sideways. They went, well, what's that about? And I remember Janice Greeley. This is how I became friends with Janice. She walked by the house, and she said, first of all, are those your breasts? Second of all, they're not that big. Third of all, are you a slut? Fourth of all, and she just started going, fourth of all, fifth of all. And so I started going, sixth of all, seventh of all. And we became fast friends because we mocked each other and pointed out each other's physical imperfections. And I asked her, in fact, I said, you know, you've got a big pockmark on your face. And she's like, oh my God. And she said, well, you look as if you might have taken one off the chin. And I said, oh, you're a slut. And we became fast friends.
How'd you know she took one off the chin?
Excuse me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cut that part out too, Rick. Cut out all the parts where he's talking about me taking, you know, something off the chin, okay?
And the towel off.
Well, you didn't say anything about towel. Fee-fi-fo-fum. Steve.
I'm sorry.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. So the topiaries were completed. Those were my boobs. We had considered one that would be shaped like Steve's manhood. And I really considered it seriously because I had read in a book that over in England, when the English were not living in cities, but were still...
Yeah, they're pretty like animals still.
They were like animals. They carved pictures into their hills, and one was of Hercules with a big penis. And I thought, well, that's very... it's very mysterious, very legendary. It has a little bit of the historical chic to it, you know.
Yeah, if it's got the chic, then, you know, then don't peek.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't even know what that means. But
well, you know.
You know, Steve, you're doing a lot of talking, so just...
Oh, sorry.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. So I said, well, why can't we do Steve's penis? And we had a meeting of the Homeowners Association that went well into the night. I think we didn't really know. Well, there was negotiation back and forth between myself and basically everyone else. We took a break for just to settle our nerves. We went back to the bargaining table, and by 9 a.m. it was decided that no, it wouldn't get done. Steve and I got home and realized that we lost the negotiation. And I don't know why I didn't realize it when we were there at the Homeowners Association meeting. But I think it was just because we felt that we were going to win. And we sort of began packing up and leaving, not realizing that they hadn't taken the vote yet. When we got home, I got the email from Janice saying, too bad about you. And I said, what are you talking about? And she said they voted down Steve's penis being carved into the... you know, the entryway here on the asphalt. And I said, oh my God, I forgot to stick around and vote. I said, how many votes did we lose by? And she said, 10. And I said, there, you see, if we'd stuck around.
Well, it would have been by 8.
Well, it would have been by 8, but still, we didn't stick around. That's the point that I made to her. And she goes, and she hangs up. What I love about Janice more than anything, not to get sideways.
Yeah, I got to go to get sideways.
I don't want to get sideways. Is that she's honest? She's honest, and you know, and
she can be very honest too.
Well, that's the third time we've said honest, but yeah, and I do admire her for that. So Steve became the landscaper, And it's because of that that Western Estates looks so wonderful. We've had many people say over the years, isn't that an interesting conflict or what?
Conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest. And I said, are you for real? Because Steve works and lives here, and he's clearly the best landscaper we ever had. So are you for real? And that generally is able to shut the conversation down until last week. And this new man that has moved in, Steve, his name is Hosea Pertron, I think, right?
Well, I call him Hiawatha because he's...
All right. Well, in any event, Hosea is an elderly man. He and his wife, Glynis, I think, or Brenda, I don't know. And he said, oh, isn't that a conflict? He brought up the conflict of interest. So he wants to make a big deal out of this. And as we were leaving last week's Homeowners Association meeting, Steve made some comment about how do you like your old man, fricasseed or over easy, you know? So anyway, but it's, but I wanted people to know the name of my husband's landscape. Not that he needs the work, because our landscaping here at Western Estates Homeowners Association keeps him quite busy. But Steve's business is Doodly-Doo, the Doodly-Doo. We call it the Doodly-Doo.
Yeah, the boys call it Doodly-Doo, and you do too.
Well, that's the advertising slogan. But Steve's, the company is called Doodly-Doo. And then the advertising slogan is Doodly-Doo, and you do too, meaning we do great landscaping, and with our help, you do it too. See?
Yeah, and then the family we call it Doodly-Doo.
Yeah, in just our family, me and the boys and Steve, we call it Doodly-Doo, and the do and the doo doo. Forget it.
Bobby Dooley's Wardrobe by Peter Frampton. The Bobby Dooley Podcast. Executive producer Phil Hendry. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. On the Sideshow Network.
It sounds so stupid the way it ended it.
Well, you know, Doodly-Doo.
No, not Doodly-Doo. Doodly-Doo.